appreciate the song that Whitney just sang. Beautiful song. That song don't mean much to you unless you've been saved. Born again. Bought by the blood. Whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. I'm going to read some tonight out of the book of the Romans, the 12th chapter. Don't know altogether what we'll do with what we've got. This is where we'll start. Just trust that the Lord will add his blessing to his word. Fairly familiar scripture. It's not said a lot about too many times, but there's some verses in here that, Lord help us, we'd like to get around to. Start with the first verse, 12th chapter. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with him simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is good, evil, and cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless, and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condense to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. And if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, that thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Now, there's a lot of verses, several different verses in this scripture that I've preached on. I know from time to time that I'm a little bit different, I guess, tonight in one sense of the way. There's some things in this chapter that I've probably looked at, just hadn't thought of them maybe in the sense that we have tonight. But you pray for us for just a minute. We'll get ourselves out of the way. Paul was talking to people that knew the Lord. He is talking to them that had been there. But not just that, he gave them, I look at this chapter and I begin to read and read over it, and you can go on several chapters after this, how that they just link up pretty much like a chain. But he started out and he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now we look at that verse and we know that verse and we've heard that verse, but I'm just going to be honest with you tonight. I wonder if we really put that verse to use. I wonder if we've put anything behind what we say that we believe in this verse. I wonder sometimes, I'm just going to be honest tonight, there's more to being a Christian than just showing up at church. A lot more. Why is there a lot more? Because you're out yonder more than you are in here. Yes, you are. Now this scripture, brethren, deals with a man or a woman, and it tells us exactly how we ought to live, exactly how we ought to conduct ourselves. I'm going to say this. If you've been born again, you can't help but to have some of these attitudes. They're not beatitudes. I'd like to call them beatitudes, but they're not beatitudes. They're instructions. And he starts out, my friend, he says, he beseeches us. He says, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's our reasonable service. It's nothing more than what's expected out of us. That's what the Word says. That's what this verse says. It's not up to us to call ourselves Christians. No, it's not. Brethren, it's them that are without that'll call you a Christian. Why? Because ye are Christ-like. Ain't that what happened at the them that Antioch? Brethren, the disciples went out and it said that they called them Christians because they were Christ-like. You can't help it tonight. It is your reasonable service, brethren, to live like this verse tells us. Second verse. And be not conformed. What? Conformed. Conformed. Don't you get molded, brethren, like the world is molded. So many times we find ourselves, brethren, living just like the world tonight. Hallelujah! It takes more, folks, than shedding a tear on Sunday to have your life right with God tonight. Hallelujah! You ought to be able to testify around the house of God. It ought to be a reasonable thing. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you need not get too tore up. There's some things about these two verses. Brethren, and these other verses, we think they're just in there. They're not in there just to fill the page up. They're not in there, my friend, that we... Moses, brethren, when he got the commandments of God, Bible said that the Lord told him, he said, you show them and teach them the way. Give them the word. Give them the word. When do you need the word? You need the word every day. Yes, you do. You say, preacher, that just makes me a weak person. Hallelujah! It'll make you strong with the Lord if you look like Him every now and again. Yes, sir. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Conformed and transforms two different situations. I worked around PVC in the chemical business most of my life. And PVC was used in thousands of different things. It's amazing what all is used in. But brethren, it was liquid when it left our plant. Liquid. But the customer had something he is going to do with that liquid. And most of the time, that liquid ended up in a mold of some sort. A fishing worm. You wouldn't think a whole lot about a fishing worm, but it was a liquid to begin with. They inject them, what they call injectors. They inject them into a mold, and it's got heat on it. And after a while, it comes out conformed, my friend, just like that mold. That's conformed. That ain't transformed. Listen, you don't live just like anybody lives tonight. If you do, thank God you need to get born again. Be not conformed to this world. That's what he says. Conformed. Be not molded. Don't let it mold you. And the truth of it is, folks, if you've been born again, the Bible says you are bought with a price. You are not your own tonight. I ain't preaching nothing you ain't already heard, but I'm going to tell you something. These precepts need to be put in place. Yes, sir. You not your own person.
not if the Lord, my friend, has saved you. You're not your own. Hallelujah. You can't live like the world. Preacher, you can't preach it. Thank God I've got all the book in the world to back me up that you're a changed creature. Thank God when God saves you. That ain't all. I got a lifetime behind me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Paul, my friend, ain't got nothing on me. Truth of it is, he ain't got nothing on you. What God done for Paul, thank God he'll do for us tonight. Yes, he will. Why did Paul, my friend, get so stern with this scripture? We don't look at it too much, like there's a whole lot in it, but I got news for you. We've fallen on the chart. We ought to be up here. Think we're down here. Preacher, you ain't my judge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ain't your judge, but I can judge, and you can too, according to the Word of God. Yes, sir. Believe it or not, my friend, when Jesus Christ came into this world, brethren, he became a judge. Preacher, he done no such thing. Oh, yes, he did. There's three things that he come into this world for. He said, of righteousness, sin, and judgment. Them three. That's what he come. And he said, judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. He lost his power. Yes, sir. He had power over death. Brethren, he lost his power. Jesus Christ had the keys. Glory, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something, and I hate it. I ain't going to get around to my message, but I'm going to get all I can get. You might think I've just lost my mind, and I think sometimes, my friend, that the Lord instructs me. He instructs me. What do you mean, preacher? He wants to know if I'm listening. He wants to know if I've got any means, my friend, to live by this. I'm going to tell you some of the hardest things you'll do, my friend, is do your enemy good and not evil. Oh, preacher, that's easy. It ain't easy. He didn't say it's easy, but he said to do it. That not what it says? Is that not what it says? Do your enemy good, him that persecutes you. Brethren, he said, them that revile them not again. He said, bless them, thank God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, listen, by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. We think the mind ain't got nothing to do with it. But it's got all to do with it. Your mindset on things, my friend, determines the outcome of them situations. Yes, it does. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renew it. Refresh it. Get rid of the old. Them old thoughts come through. Pass them through. Pass them through. Let them go. Don't grab hold of them. Don't entertain them. No, sir. Let them go. Daniel, let them go. You've all been in the place, I'll guarantee you, one time or another, brethren, that there's something in your mind set to do that was wrong. You entertain it too long and you'll wind up in trouble. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Preacher, they done me wrong. Hallelujah, bless them. You want to help them? Bless them. Preacher, that ain't easy to do. I didn't say it's easy. He didn't say it's easy. Do you know what he said? He said, these are the way, and this is the way that you're going to live. Thank God if you're one of mine. I didn't write it. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. That's what he said. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be ye transformed. Transformed's different than conformed. Transformed means there's a change. Something's changed. Altogether. Yes, sir. Why can I love my enemy? Why? How in the world can we love our enemy? We can love them because you have the heart and the mind of God. That's why you're bought with a price. You're not your own. I'm not going to dwell on it. I've had people do me wrong. I've had people who talk about me wrong. I've got news for you. Yeah, there's been situations that I thought in my mind, I thought, well, I'll remedy this. But you know what I done? The complete opposite. The complete opposite. Why'd you do that, preacher? Brethren, my mind got transformed. Yes, sir. Renewed. Transformed. Brethren, I've done something different than my mind thought about doing. I didn't do that, Jeff. It comes from the Spirit. Do you know, we call ourselves spiritual, my friend, and we'll come in the house of God and we'll cry a while and we'll shout a while and my friend and we'll go right back out in the world and we'll forget who in the world we just was. Shame on us. Preacher, you ought not preach this message. You ought to wait till Sunday morning. I got news for you. This is one that ain't going to wait. And I ain't going to get to preach all that I got, but I'm going to preach you all I can. Be ye transformed. I ain't gonna never get out of the second verse. Don't look like. But, brethren, this is what Paul told the Romans about, and he told them exactly how to perform as a body. Yes, sir. As a body. Preacher, we ain't nobody. Yes, we are. Every one of us make up the body. We all are different members. We don't have the same office. That's what he says. In the body, my friend, everything, you can't say, the finger can't say to the eye, I got no need of you. We'd be in bad shape. I'm going to tell you something. People that's blind in one eye can still see, but brethren, they have to do things different than you do. Yes, they do. They have to overcome some things, and they have to take the extra steps that they might see. Why, preacher, you lose one? Just put your hand over your eye and see what all you see. Then take it off and see what you see. It's part of it. You might think, preacher, I ain't going to be no little finger. I got news for you. I'm glad I've got my little fingers. Yes, sir. My little toes and big toes and all. Preacher, that just don't make good sense. I want you to know, if you're a child of God, you will love one another. And you'll treat one another with respect to whatever office they have. I ain't talking about officers in the church. Whatever office they have. It ain't everybody that can be a preacher, Leroy. Ain't done it. It ain't everybody, church, that can be a deacon. It ain't everybody, Steve, that can be a singer. Not everybody. Some of them, I've sat beside some men and women alike, they couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. That's the old saying. We had a lady in the choir down there at Mount Pisgah years ago. And she is tone deaf. But I'm going to tell you something. That woman sung like she could sing like a mockingbird. Yes, sir. She let it out. Truth of it is, you could hear her sometimes above the rest of them. She couldn't sing. She didn't know how to get in tune. She didn't know the tune. Yes, sir. Listen, but she sung with all that she had. Amen. Preacher, I just wouldn't sing. Well, what you gonna do? What's your part? Can I ask you a question, my friend? You think the Lord saved you to come sit on the bench? You sitting on the bench, my friend, ain't your office. And you sitting on the bench ain't serving God. You never do come in this place and serve God. This is a house of worship. Yes, sir. That's what we've set it aside for. Is that not right? To worship? Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. You saved my life. I can honestly tell you, he saved my life. He saved my soul. 1970, thank God, today he saved my life. He's been my life. I know what it is. Thank God to feel the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. In and out of the church. Don't you? I don't know why it is that the Lord gets talking to me when I'm driving, but he gets talking to me. And folks, I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes it might be a little dangerous. Sometimes Kathy will say, you want me to drive? I just keep telling her, honey, I've got you safe this far. Ain't run over nobody yet. You listen. Listen. You say, preacher, that's just the craziest thing I've ever heard. I want you to know that the Lord can get in the vehicle with you. He can get on the tractor with you. Yes, he can. He can get on whatever it is. Whatever it is you do. I've sat in my office, my friend, people talking to me, and may be over yonder somewhere. Hadn't you? Yes, sir. That scripture gets to flowing, Brother Jeff. I don't pick the time. This scripture, my friend, is a nugget. This scripture is a gold mine. Not only that, it is a way of living. I look at this scripture from Paul, my friend, just about like Moses when he started out with the children of Israel. He set down some guidelines. God gave him. You go to the book of Leviticus and you see how many situations that they had that a man should and should not do. Listen to me. Whether you're very good at your job or not, brethren, you need to be sure that you stay within the guideline. These first two verses, if you'll study these first two verses, you'll find out whether or not you're a child of God or not. Yes, you will. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Brethren, if your life is not acceptable in the eyes of God, the world can't use you today. Preacher, you're making some bold statements. It's a fact. It's a fact. This chapter, my friend, tells us how some things that we should and should not do. And he's talking to the church, folks. He's talking to the body. That's what Paul's talking to. Brethren, he breaks it right down to, he said, even if you've got an office, my friend, to be sure about it. Make sure. Wait on it. Is that not what he said? Having gifts. Differing, that's what he says. According to the grace that is given unto us, where the prophecy, let us prophesy according to the profession, proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teacheth on teaching. You listen to this. You say, preacher, all that don't mean nothing. It means everything. There's things, my friend. It's just like being called to preach. And I thought about what Kerry said about the young man. Brother David Baker's still yonder in the hospital. And I asked David, because I didn't really know. David started preaching, I believe he was 15 year old. He's 71 year old. I know exactly. He's 1 month older than I am. He's an old man, I always tell him. But anyway, his first church, I asked him the other day. I didn't know, couldn't remember. I said, David, when did you pastor your first church? And his first church he pastored in 1972. 1972, folks, I wasn't preaching. Wasn't even thinking about preaching. Listen, I'm glad. Tammy said something, my friend, that it strikes a nerve. But I'm glad the Lord's still calling young men to preach. We had some of them here on night watch service that hadn't been preaching too long. Some of them preached their first night watch service here at the church. You think, preacher, that don't mean nothing. You don't think that meant something to the young man that preached? Where he preached his first night watch service, he ain't gonna forget it. They preached a good message. There's things in this chapter, folks, that we need to put on and wear just like a garment. This scripture, he says, if you've got gifts differing, he said, in other words, wait on it. That's what he said, on teach, he that teacheth on teaching. What does he mean on teaching? Wait on it. Wait on it. He that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Then he gets in to the base of things. The second verse says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You study that out. He didn't stop there. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's saying a mouthful, folks. The first verse ends with being accepted. He said, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. The second verse says, that ye may prove what is that good, acceptable, perfect will of God. Listen. And he's got a few verses in here where he talks about the body and the members. Then he gets into the gifts. Then he gets in to what you ought to do as an individual throughout the rest of the chapter. He says, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. Folks, that ought to be a gimme. These things that he wrote in the rest of this chapter, my friend, it ought not to be difficult for us to put these on. It ought not to. It ought to be easy. It ought to be easy for a child of God to fall in these categories. He said, in honor, preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit. You know what that word fervent means, don't you? Feverish. Study it out. Serving the Lord. He says, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. By the way, the first verse talks about being acceptable unto who? Unto God. Acceptable unto God. You ought not in your life, my friend, accept anything that's not acceptable unto God. You headed for trouble. You headed for trouble. Why do I preach that? Why do I say that tonight? Brethren, because it's God that is your judge. He judgeth all things. He knoweth all things. The Spirit of God knoweth all things. It searcheth all things. Yea, the deep things of God. That's what the book tells us. And it is a searcher of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. There's one thing that we all need to work on, every one of us. Pray that Lord help us to be patient in tribulation. You go and read over it. It's in some of Paul's other writing. It may be in Peter, where it says, tribulation worketh patience. We don't like tribulation. I don't like it. But if I'll take that with that way that the Lord is telling me to take it, it'll bring forth patience. He says here to be patient in tribulation. Continuing instant in prayer. Now what does that mean? Continuing instant in prayer. I've known some prayer warriors, and you have too. Some of these things put us in a close place. You say, preacher, you can't add these things to me. You're a child of God. You're one of His. This is who He's talking to. I've not ever just really looked at this chapter the way that I see it tonight. I've not done it. I've read it. I've preached out of it. There's several verses that I've preached out of this. But I want you to know, my friend, each verse, He's talking to us, the members of the body. And we're the body. Yes, we are. Now, you might say, preacher, you ought to just hush. I will just as soon as I can. But the truth of it is, the real truth of it is, there's something on the inside of you, brethren, that wants to do right and wants to know the truth. Sometimes, just by reading the Word of God, we read over a lot. Do we not? How many times have you ever heard a preacher get up behind the pulpit and they said, I've read this hundreds of times. I've read this over and over again, but I just didn't see it. I just didn't get it. How many times have we done that? How many times have we took just this chapter that I'm reading and we read it, we hear it, but it ain't sinking in. It ain't got down to the nitty-gritty. Folks, The real truth of it is, if you're one of His, you're bought by a price. Brethren, your life will be acceptable unto Him. Yes, it will. Your life right here in this world. What in the world does the world have if it don't have a light from the church, from the body, from the members tonight? Distributing to the necessity of saints. Given to hospitality. I didn't write these things. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. One writer said to mourn with them that mourn. There's a time of mourning. I think a lot of times, and I preach this at funerals a lot of times. People says that it'll be okay after a while, what have you. But brethren, when you lose a loved one, there is a time of mourning. I believe you'll read in the scripture where when Moses died, they mourned for him for 30 or 40 days. Yes. They didn't move. They didn't do anything. They mourned. Be of the same mind one toward another. Be of the same mind. Mind not high things, but condense to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. There's a verse of scripture that says, think not that the Lord calls them that are wise in this world. You can read it. Condensed to men of low estate, be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. That means the world too. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Now that verse is written in several other places, even in the Old Testament. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, what are you supposed to do? Feed him. He didn't say your brother. He said your enemy. If your enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. Listen to this. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Why is that, preacher? He don't understand it. It's in him. It's in him to give evil for evil. He don't understand the good part if he's done you evil. He don't understand why good is coming. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. You know what the 13th chapter says? You say, preacher, you ain't going through it. Well, I could. 13th, 14th, and 15th. There's more into this than a lot of times we get when we read. I will read the first verse of the 13th chapter. He says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. That word's plural. Higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. I'll stop right there. I could go on and on. There's, it's full of it. Hope you got something out of it tonight. I really do. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate you coming. And I do hope you got something out of it.